On a serious note, you guys are the ones that brought up Donald Trump, not me. Just remember that. Yeah, no, brother. I just will say this, that I'm not a political Christian at all. I take the side of John Newton from years ago, and I can tell you more about that later, but that Jesus's kingdom is not from this world. And he never voted. He never said you should support the pagan religious system or political system that he was a part of. He never took sides. He was the most unpolitical spiritual man you could really imagine. He said, you know, render under Caesar that which is Caesar's and give to God that which is God's. That's about as political as Jesus got, truly. And he never fought for anything down here. It was lose your life here to find it in the next life. So that's a big, long story. I'm actually working on some things to help Christians reconsider what it means to be a patriot. The scripture tells us repeatedly that we have a citizenship in heaven and that we are to be longing for a heavenly country. And that if we do, God is not ashamed to be called his our father. So there is a real, real bent in scripture towards the opposite of what most professing Christians say today. But again, I don't have a problem and I wouldn't disfellowship with somebody for being a political Christian any more than I would for somebody who still celebrates Christmas. As you know, I don't celebrate Christmas and I haven't for a long, long time. Mm-hmm. I saw the truth about Christmas, that it's completely a tradition of men rooted in paganism and that there's no such place in the scripture to celebrate anything like Christmas. There's actually scriptures that are completely contradictory to it, but I don't condemn people that haven't yet seen that. I warn people and say, have you considered? But when it comes down to Donald Trump and the political thing, the beef that I have had is Christians, professing Christians, thinking that he is God's chosen instrument of righteousness. The scripture is clear that God chooses all authorities on earth. Mm. So he chooses a Pharaoh, just like he chooses a King Herod. These two are the most wicked, evil rulers in the whole of the Bible, you know, clearly amongst the Sennacheribs and the Nebuchadnezzars. I mean, just to name a few, these all were chosen by God, right? King Saul was chosen by God, but it was a completely reluctant, godless choice, and it was something God did not want to do. He warned the Israelites, okay, I'm just going to tell you, if you want another king besides me, I'll give you one. If you want to be like all the other nations, because that's what they said, well, I'm going to give you a king. But let me tell you something. This is what he's going to do. He's going to take the best of your sons. He's going to tax on all your crops. He's going to take your daughters. He's going to oppress you. He's going to do this. And God warns. So where did King Saul come from? He was God's chosen. God went through a lengthy process of choosing him, and Saul thought he chose, you know, another one, and God's like, nope, that's not my choice. But as you can see, he uses King Saul ultimately to punish Israel, and then he brings King Saul into a terrible death, takes away the kingdom from him, and he becomes an example of shame and disobedience. So all the people who say Trump is chosen by God, God chose. Yes, he did. He also chooses Mussolini. He also chooses Kim Jong-un. He also chooses Adolf Hitler. He also chooses Fidel Castro. He also chooses Vladimir Putin. He chooses every leader. He chooses Hugo Chavez, all the worst dictators that you can possibly imagine. We can say in front of them, God chose Hugo Chavez. God chose Adolf Hitler. And I'll tell you something else that Christians need to understand. Those God chooses Trump people. God is also going to choose the Antichrist. That leader is already chosen by God. So you can hang a sign under him and say, God chose Antichrist. You're right, he did. But did he choose you to see him as your savior? Did he choose you to support him in his evil work? Did he choose you to worship him for righteous purposes? And did he choose him for righteousness? That is the trap of Satan. That is the counterfeit. And when you see what you've seen in this election, my friend, you know we're in a level of deception that cannot be turned away from. The people have been given a delusion who do not love the truth. They love their life in this world. They love their money. They love their jobs. I'm not saying having money and jobs are a bad thing. I'm not saying one candidate in any presidential candidacy couldn't better serve helping you save your life here, who wouldn't represent better peace for so-called Christians here, what have you. But brother, Donald Trump was hailed as a righteous chosen servant of God for the purposes of bringing prosperity to America. Where does that jive with the teaching of Jesus Christ, who said, if anyone tries to save his life, he will lose it. If anyone loves his life, he will lose it. If anyone does not take up his cross and deny himself and follow me, he is not worthy of me. Now, do you see how easy it is for Antichrist to deceive when he comes in fullness? Millions of people. You have people saying Jesus Christ chose Donald Trump and pictures of Jesus Christ wearing a MAGA hat. That is a different Jesus who does not exist in the scripture. And the Christianity that people claim that Donald Trump was chosen under is a different Christianity from what is in the Bible. The same way it'll be as different as when Antichrist or alternate to Christ is chosen. When you see and judge a tree by its fruit, and you look at Donald Trump's life and you see the wickedness and the lies and you see the arrogance and the pride. We've watched a few videos over the years on him, documentaries that tell the truth about his life. He's a complete sham from the beginning to end. He's a fraud. He's a fake. And he simply bullies his way into any situation, never accepting defeat. We watched a very remarkable documentary just about a week ago on this.
A journalist.
An independent journalist who incidentally was once a Mormon and left the Mormon church. That shows he's got some sense. And they do an independent study on this, and they show the five key things that make up his whole life and what he stands about. I mean, did you know that he wanted to be a movie producer? Lisa and I were looking, my goodness, his big dream was to be a movie producer. And we're like, he's got his own show. And he's made all these comments about how he wants to be known. He wants to be famous. He wants to be in the news, and how any press is good press. Bad press is good press to him. And we're looking at a guy who aspired to be a Hollywood movie producer. And then we look at the shootings and we're like, he probably set those up. Goodness gracious. He's in his own movies, making his own movie. And people believe him and think. And so I tell you, will he be better for Christianity? Will he be better for the economy? Probably so. Do any of those things have anything to do with the real Jesus and the real Christianity? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. So although he seems to be more peaceful for Christians, he wouldn't be more peaceful to this Christian. If I got a chance to meet Donald Trump and explain to him true Christianity, do you think he would support me? He would probably try to have me thrown in jail, but he'll support all these money-loving, world-loving, gun-carrying, violence-endorsing, life-preserving, non-cross-carrying Christians. He will support them because they support him. They love life just as much as he does. They love his money. They love his power. They love his arrogance. They love that he's a bully. They are afraid of all the other things going on in the world. Donald Trump is a bully, and they want the bully on their side. I know a little something about this. I was bullied every day for years in school, and then I finally turned the bully to be my defender, my bodyguard. And so you can see that it's a deception, brother. So this is what I say. Be very, very, very careful. If you're going to vote for him, and you can vote for him and you know, did vote for him, and you can do so in conscience of thinking that you're making the lesser of two evils, so go for it. If you agree that he is the guy who's going to bring you more peace to Christians, go for it. But don't let Satan deceive you into thinking that he is a chosen tool of God's righteousness. God has never, in all of scripture, God has used Osiris. God has used a Nebuchadnezzar. God has never once in scripture that I have ever seen, God has never used a hypocrite. Donald Trump goes to Christian services. Donald Trump claims he loves the Bible. Donald Trump claims this country needs more religion. Donald Trump claims to be a fan of Jesus Christ. That is a hypocrite. For that man to then stand and turn and talk about grabbing the, you know what, of any woman he wants, kissing them, going down on them, all the sexual scandals that he has around, all the love of money, all the lies, all the scandal, all of the pride and the arrogance. Brother, don't be deceived for a minute in thinking that that's the righteous tool of God. That is God's deception for all these money-loving, life-loving, patriotic, America-loving people. And I'm telling you, that's dangerous. That's dangerous. So there's my serious preaching, and now I'll send you another message.